Shed Some Light, episode 259, coming to you on Friday, March 1st. That means we're recording this on Leap Day, the 366th day of the year. How about that?
Everybody start jumping. It's Leap Day.
I don't know. Yeah, this is definitely our first ever Leap Day recorded podcast. Way to go, us.
Clap it up, everybody.
Let's go. Leap Day. Happy Leap Day, everyone. Hope you all had a great day.
I think Leap Day should be a national holiday.
I think that there should be just more national holidays.
As no,
in days off of work.
No, because you can't.
You don't want to water them down.
Yeah.
But more things deserve recognition.
Sure. But like Leap Day, like, on a normal year, I wouldn't have had to work today anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get a whole extra day that I should be able to fuck around. Like, this day doesn't exist. This time doesn't exist.
Right, right.
So I should get it off.
Yeah.
Or I should get paid overtime.
Yeah, we're all putting in an extra eight hours.
Full 8 hours, dude.
This year.
Time and a half, baby. Thank you very much.
Agreed. Let's get that through legislation. Yeah.
Put that one out there. This is probably really stupid. Anybody that actually understands what like a leap year is probably like, you guys are fucking morons. But guess what? I don't understand what it is. So give me the day off for time and a half.
Dude, let me tell you what. My dumb thoughts that we're going to get to at the end, I have two of them, are pretty dumb. I'm excited
to
discuss those.
So.
Let's get into some sports talk right off the bat. It seems like Justin Fields is going to be traded.
Yeah.
To Atlanta.
Yeah.
Although, people are still kind of holding out hope. I was just listening to the radio Wednesday, as you're listening to this, saying that like other sources are fairly confident that the Bears are going to keep him.
I'm not going to sit here with like delusional. Like, I'm not going to be delusional and be like, no, he's staying. Like, I've kind of come to the realization that they're probably going to trade him. And like, I've been just like mentally debating like how I kind of want everything to play out, because like I hate Caleb Williams, but I want the Bears to do well. But if Caleb Williams does well, that means it's Justin Fields' fault. And that also kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also, if we do trade him, I don't want whatever team that he goes, like, I don't want them to do well, but I want him to do well.
I'm already going to, we've said this in past episodes, I'm going to just reiterate it. Wherever he goes, I think it is significantly more likely than not that he balls out.
Yeah. So I think I've come to the, like, I know that I said I wouldn't be a Bears fan. I can't not be a Bears fan.
They're giving me a lot of ammo to jump ship. I can't root for Caleb Williams.
I can't either. I hope we just go back to, like, I hope we just turn into Navy and run the triple option.
Like, if the Bears draft Caleb Williams, I would just hope that it's another 2 years of losing.
No, I can't. I can't.
I don't want the Bears to lose. I want Caleb Williams to lose. And I want the front office to realize that they made this mistake by getting rid of someone that's not the problem. It's a very sharp double-edged sword.
Okay, here's ideally what happens if we draft Caleb Williams and trade Justin Fields. Here's what's going to happen. Caleb Williams is going to suck a ton of ass the first two games of the year, forcing us to sign like a Jacoby Brissett.
Then I'm so in.
And then we're going to sign Jacoby Brissett, and then I'm gonna be rooting for Jacoby Brissett hard, and then we're going to fucking go 12-2 with him. And we're going to be like 12-4 at the end of the season, and we're going to make the playoffs.
There's absolutely no shot that they give him a two-game leash as the number one overall draft.
Yeah, well, fuck it. It's good. It's going to be bad. Like six interceptions a game. Like bad, bad.
I would love that.
That's my only, like, I can't have Caleb Williams be the quarterback. Because I can't root against the Bears. But I can't also then root for Caleb Williams. But I have to do one of the two.
At some point, you have to just give up on stupidity.
But I don't want to, because giving up on stupidity means that I should root for Caleb Williams.
No.
Yes.
No. Giving up on stupidity means picking a team other than the Bears.
No. But that's not stupidity. That's just like fandom.
No, giving up on the Bears' stupidity. I hate to say it. The Packers have just churned out quarterbacks for our entire life.
Yeah, because they have a competent offensive line and an offensive coordinator who's not a moron.
The Bears, on the other hand, Jay Cutler has been the best Bears quarterback that we've seen.
Rex Grossman took us to the Super Bowl. So,
and Jay Cutler, in the grand scheme of things, is like a slightly above average quarterback.
See, that's the other part for me. Like, if Caleb Williams is also fucking awesome, it's going to suck being like, yeah, Caleb Williams is like the best quarterback in our franchise's history. That'll suck too.
Yes and no. I just don't see that happening. As college teams got more film on him, was able to study his tendencies, competition increased. What happened? He ended up crying in his mom's arms in the stand.
Yeah, so like, obviously, like, the intangibles are there with him. Like, you objectively look at it, like, his arm's fucking insane. He's built like you're, like, if you're creating, like, a Madden quarterback. Like, he's tall, he's athletic, he's fast, he can throw, like, whatever.
Is that not all Justin Fields right now? I
think Justin Fields is a better runner. I think Caleb Williams has a better arm.
I was going to say, I'll give Caleb Williams the arm, but if you go through the rest of that checklist, I'm taking Justin Fields.
Yeah. However, and this is where I think that, like, Justin Fields got, like handicapped with our previous offensive coordinators. That, like, I don't think either of them are fantastic at reading a defense. And I think Justin Fields was handicapped by our offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But, like, I understand where it comes from, where, like, you're, like, draft Caleb Williams, you reset the clock on how much you have to pay somebody. You can teach him how to read a defense. You have more time, all that stuff. So, like, I get it. I understand why the appeal of Caleb Williams is. I just think Caleb Williams is a douche.
Yeah, obviously.
And my whole thing is that, like, I can't, and it's not fully the exact same argument, but, like, because Caleb Williams is way, way worse than this person I'm about to compare him to, so don't kill me before you say it. But it's, like, kind of the same thing with, like, LeBron, where, like, I just think he's a douche, but I understand why he's awesome.
Okay.
And I would take LeBron on the Bulls in a second.
So here's how I'm going to reiterate what I think we've been saying for weeks now. Say the current Bears quarterback was someone like
Brock Purdy,
Peyton Manning. I'm not going to, not like to the level of Peyton Manning, but someone who was just like a drop back pocket passer. Okay. Then Brock I Purdy. Understand. Sure. Brock Purdy. Or even like a Tom Brady, drop back pocket passer. Then I could kind of get behind being like, hey, like, we got to change directions here. We need someone that's athletic, that can scramble, that can kind of make plays outside of the pocket, play a little backyard football. Then there's an appeal to take Caleb Williams number one, right? Have we all not come to the conclusion that he has basically the exact same skill set as Justin Fields?
Yeah, but that's you're also kind of arguing for the reason to take him.
That we're just getting a younger version that we don't have to pay because yes. We're a cheap-ass sports city?
Yes. It's basically resetting the quarterback clock. So the reason for taking him is he's basically the same person. You don't have to guarantee him money, so you can go and spend that money elsewhere and boost up everything around him. That's kind of what people are. That is like the main argument for taking Caleb Williams. Because, like, Justin Fields has still not, like, fully hit his potential in a lot of people's opinions. But you can't keep waiting on somebody like that. Because after this season, you either have to sign him to a mega deal, to keep him there, or you just sign Caleb Williams and you get 5 years to figure it out. Draft Caleb Williams.
Or you keep Justin Fields this year, you trade back and get like 3 first-round picks, some other players, and multiple picks next year, and then you get rid of Fields in the next draft when you have stockpiles of picks.
Sure.
That also makes way too much sense for Chicago sports to follow.
Well, no. Also, I get where you're coming from, but like, look at this from like an objective thing. We've had the number one pick 2 years in a row, and you can't justify passing on 2 quarterback-heavy drafts.
I would have taken a quarter. I would have rather taken a quarterback last year.
I disagree. I'll agree with you on this, and I'll. This is gonna be looked back on. This is gonna be a really stupid take. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I agree.
Jaden Daniels,
C.J. Stroud. If we would have taken C.J. Stroud last year,
eh,
dude, the Texans aren't that good.
No,
and he balled out.
Sure, don't get me wrong, but like you're looking at like if you want to talk about like it's kind of the same thing with C.J. Stroud and like to a lesser extent, Mitch Trubisky. Where like you want to look at a guy that like changed the offense of their team, like Mitch Trubisky, like whatever, didn't do much in college. C.J. Stroud lost every time to Michigan. Like, Jaden Daniels fucking balled out against every team in the SEC. So, like, you want to talk about a person that was, like, the number one game changer on that offense? It was Jaden Daniels.
Who didn't ball out once teams got film on him?
Caleb Williams. Which is why I said, I'll say this now. I want to put this out there so that, like, if we do draft Caleb Williams and somebody else drafts Jaden Daniels and he balls out, kind of like the Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud this year, I want it known, I would rather have Jaden Daniels than Caleb Williams.
I'm with you. I don't think that's that hot of a take.
I think it's a little bit hot of a take. I mean, Caleb Williams is like...
It's warm.
Caleb Williams is like the unanimous number one.
I don't get that.
Okay, but like also, these people that are ranking him that, it's their job.
Yeah, but then like you also...
So like,
these same,
it's
same
almost
people,
like it's dumb for us to be like, what the fuck do these guys know?
Well, these same people are the people that create these mock drafts where some dude rises 30 spots because he saw him in the underwear Olympics running around doing like drills against no one.
I do think the combine is fucking weird. Like, you know how I would rather have, like, you know how in high school they have like the Nike whatever, and it's like basically a bunch of like one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that than the combine. Like, show me best on best. Show me what you got. I don't give a fuck how fast a lineman runs a 40-yard dash, dude. But I don't give a fuck how far a lineman can broad jump or vertical. I don't give two shits about
any
of that.
Right. There needs to be more position-specific
like, just,
drills.
Yeah, just give me a one-on-one. That's all. Or give me like a 7-on-7 for the offense where it's like, you just got quarterbacks and wide receivers out there, and you let the safeties
and helmets,
the fucking,
no pads.
Yeah, dude. Like, give me something. Give me something to show, like, damn, look at that play that guy just made. Or, like, ooh, look at the block that he just had. Like, why the fuck do I care how fast Joe Alt can run 40 yards down the field, dude? The 40-yard dash was created because it was how fast you could get down the field on a punt. When the fuck is Joe Alt going to need to get down the field on a punt?
I have a football-related topic.
I did see, though, that we – well, so also the only way that I could slightly be okay with this, too. Okay, so we would get the 8th pick from the 9th pick, I think, right? Because Atlanta would take the 9th and Justin Fields, and we get 8th and then, like, a second-round pick, I believe, is the draft order.
Okay.
Are you more okay with it if we get Joe Alt as well? Caleb Williams, Joe Alt.
I mean, I guess so. I have free will in sports fandom, and I just don't want to root for Caleb Williams.
I'm losing a little bit of respect for you, the fact that you're just, like, quickly ditching the Bears.
It's been a slow leak, but, like, at some point, things either got to turn around, patch the leak, or the dam's going to bust.
All right, I will say this, though. I don't want to root for Caleb Williams. If he starts balling out, I'm all in.
Yeah, sure.
I'll eat my own words. I'll fucking put my foot in my mouth, and I'll be like, damn, fucking, that sucks, but I'm glad that the Bears, like, at the end of the day, I just want the Bears to be good. And would it, like, pain me to see Caleb Williams take them there? Yes, but the joy of them being good would outweigh the pain of Caleb Williams bringing them to being good.
And maybe this is where my, well, obviously, this is where my college football,
I hate that I just said that,
bias comes in. Because I care way more about college football than the NFL. So that's why I'm like, no.
We beat the fuck out of him. It's fine.
I would get front row behind the Bears bench tickets just so that I could harass him about Notre Dame.
No.
Football related.
If the Bears win the Super Bowl with Caleb Williams, I'm going to buy you a Caleb Williams jersey.
Good fire starter.
I'm going to frame that motherfucker.
Football adjacent. I hope you've seen clips of this going around the internet.
Ice football. Yes, dude. This is the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Get it to America.
Absolutely elite.
Get
it cracks
the fuck
me
to
up.
America, dude.
It kind of looks like grown toddlers trying to play the
dude,
sport.
It's
and
so
it's
funny.
It's hilarious.
The fact that they're dressed like hockey players and have regular shoes on.
Yeah, no skates.
Cracks me up, dude.
They're running at like half a mile an hour.
Did you see it made the ESPN top 10 the other day?
Yeah.
When the dude, it was like a snap over the head and the dude juked. The guy that went for the up top tackle, did you see that? He jumped for him. It was fucking like, yes,
or
dude, I don't get what that guy's doing.
The field goal kick where the kicker can't even take a step. He just
falls,
locks and loads and kicks it.
Or the guy that spins into the end zone. I was like, dude, I saw this. I was like, how do we get this to America? What's the fastest we can get this to America?
Once you get momentum, you're just going until you hit something.
Yes.
It takes you like a couple seconds to get that momentum. But
man. I cannot tell you how fast I would buy tickets to this if this was in America. Immediately.
It's elite.
Immediately. Do it do it in the summer when like it's just baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like when there's like no shit going on.
Or springtime, like I think I would probably watch over like the XFL or the UFL or whatever this new league is that's coming out.
Do it anytime that's not football season.
Yeah.
Like, don't actually put it at football season.
Yeah, that would be great.
I would watch it.
I'd be a season ticket holder.
You know how we kind of like jokingly pick teams for like the USFL or whatever? I'd like actually root for somebody in this league.
Yeah.
So then I posed this question to somebody that I was talking to the other day, like, first of all, who's playing in this? Where are these? Like, are they football players? Are these guys football players?
No.
Okay. And then, like, do you think that there's a superstar?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, Big Johnny over there. Like, dude, he's the guy to get. He's going to get a nice $10,000 contract at the end of the year this year.
Absolutely. There's like, the ice football version of like Calvin Johnson out there for sure.
But I almost want this to be something where like I don't want them to take it seriously. Like I almost want them to take it so unseriously. Like I want there to be a rule that like you're like not allowed to have practice and like you're not allowed to like work out or do whatever. Like I just want like a Joe Schmo. Like I want these guys being random ass dudes and just being like fucking put like seven of them out on the ice and just be like, let's see what happens.
It seems like they are.
I know, but like if it actually did like gain momentum and like gain steam, like I don't want them to be like, oh, we gotta start like calling plays and like working out now and stuff like that. Like I want these to be that like rolled off the couch and are like, all right, time to gear up for my ice football game tonight.
I think plays are fine. I'm not trying to get to the point where like companies are trying to develop technology to give players an edge. Like, literally just strap on a pair of New Balances and put your hockey uniform on from high school and just go out there.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You can run plays. I'm saying, like, I don't need, like, practice.
Yeah.
Where you're like, all right, we got to practice our snaps and, like, practice our field goal kicks. Like, I want my kicker falling over after he kicks the ball. Like, that's what I'm rooting for that.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. Check out Ice Football if you haven't seen that yet. One other thing sports-wise, do you have anything else?
I have one thing, Notre Dame football.
Oh, we'll stay on the football topic. What you got?
Did you see Mike Denbrock's quote the other day?
It's about, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Mike Denbrock was asked, like, if he talked to Brian Kelly before he left LSU and, like, why he left or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I don't think he was very happy about it, but, like, he understood. And they were like, why'd you leave, basically? Like, what happened? Like, what'd you tell him? And he was like, it's Notre Dame. That's why I left. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
I saw a really good quote tweet of that, too. I forget who originally said it, but credit to you, where LSU is a big football school in the state of Louisiana.
Yes.
And Notre Dame is a big football school in America.
Yes.
So, that's pretty cool.
I also love just, like, feed me the national media being pissed off about the playoffs because of Notre Dame. Feed it to me.
For no reason. Notre Dame's not even complaining about it.
Feed it to me. No, we fleeced the fuck out of them. We helped make this whole thing. And everybody was like, yeah, it's a good idea. Notre Dame could never get a bye. And then they thought about it more than 2 seconds, and they were like, wait a fucking second. They don't have to play a neutral site conference championship, but they get to play a home game.
Right.
As their third. Wait, what the fuck? That's not fair. And they're like, this is bullshit. It's like, hey, motherfuckers, you all agreed to it. You're all dumbasses. We win. Get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And did you see that they're already talking about an expansion 14-team model, like, the next year?
I don't really understand that. How would that happen?
I don't either.
Like, the two teams get another bye?
I haven't looked any further into those details, but...
Don't give me that.
Let me see here. The only other sports thing that I wanted to touch on, and this is not something that we've talked about ahead of time, so I'm excited to get your take on this. So, court storming in basketball.
Yeah.
Right? So, Caitlin Clark gets ran into. Kyle Filipowski.
What a bitch, by the way. What an absolute bitch.
Claims that he gets ran into, but he threw his arms out and tried to trip the kid, and then, like, claims he hurt his knee.
Intentionally. And then he played, like, fucking 4 days later.
And John Shire, the Duke basketball coach, is going on this whole media rampage about how court storming's not safe and all this kind of stuff. Take.
Okay, so... I'm okay with court storming because that is what I'm going to put field storming in too for football.
Yes.
I am okay with it because I think that's what makes college athletics fun. However, it has gotten wildly overdone. Wildly overdone. Like you can't storm the court against Duke this year. They were ranked eighth. They had lost 6 times before that. Like, it's not like a court storm should be reserved for, like, an undefeated team losing for the first time to a non-ranked opponent. That should be what a field or court storming is for. Like, I think if it's 2 ranked teams, you shouldn't be allowed to storm. Give me a scenario.
25-1.
No.
25 is justified.
No, absolutely not.
Anytime you beat a 1, as long as you have double digits,
no,
in your ranking, allowed.
Nope, not in basketball.
Rivalry games?
Not in basketball. Especially this year. Dude, there's so much parity in college basketball. The number one team loses fucking every week. Like, we can't storm the court every week. I will agree with that. We're like, it's getting to a point where it's just like, oh, we beat a team that's better than us? Fuck it, we're coming in.
Yeah, I agree with that. The idea of banning court and field stormings is absurd.
Jay Billis saying that fucking they should detain everybody that storms the court is fucking
so... Detain Kyle Filipowski.
Dude, it's so funny.
The Duke player literally threw his arms out and put his leg out to try and trip the kid and then claims that the kid injured his knee. Get the fuck out of here.
He's ridiculous. Dude, can we just sit on the fact for a moment that Jay Billis' idea was detain, like, 10,000 kids that storm the court is so fucking funny.
Why are you trying to take the fun out of college sports?
But again, I agree that like when this year, when Colorado rushed the field after beating Colorado State in overtime in football, it's like, dude,
that's bad.
You can't do that. You just absolutely cannot do that.
That's
yeah. You should only be able to
Colorado State.
That's what I'm saying. They were like double-digit favorites. They won in overtime and stormed the field. It's like, fuck off, dude. Like, you're just storming the field to do that shit. You should only be allowed to storm the field or court if you are, again, unranked and you beat a top five team. That's my take on it. Well, and then also, you want to hear my solution to it, to court storming? People have been like, impose fines. I want to say like UCF got fined like $25,000. It's like, dude, that's fucking pocket change to a university. $25,000?
Depends on the school.
Sure. Whatever. Cut student tickets the next game. Like, you want your home court advantage, you storm the court, see you later, half your fucking student section.
No, I don't like that.
Yep.
I don't
they like were the that. Ones that stormed it. They, because to if you fine a university, the students, it doesn't fucking matter to the students. No, nobody at UCF gives a fuck that they got fined $25,000.
How about we look at it this way? If your team is supposed to be that good, don't lose to a bad enough team that would require a court storming.
Again, that's just college athletics, though.
Just how about you be better?
Fucking just be good.
Like, that wouldn't happen if it wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
that's some philosophy for you right there. Think on that all weekend.
Fucking lose, guys. How about that?
If you're good, just be good.
Yeah, just don't fucking lose ever in sports.
I am 100% for court storming as long as it's justified. So keep on storming.
The as long as it's justified is where a lot of people don't take into consideration. That's the issue.
Plus, it's not like this happens at any other level. Like, imagine just like people rushing the court on an NBA game.
Like, well, yeah, it was like 2 days later. It was like Max Strus hit the fucking half court shot to win for the Cavs, and it was like nobody. In my head, I was like, that would be really funny if everybody fucking stormed the court right now. Like, that would be hilarious. Yeah, like, dude, Duke basketball is 22-6. You can't fucking storm the court every time fucking Duke basketball loses.
Like, all Duke's got to do, if John Shire's all worked up, be better. Don't lose. No one's going to storm the court. Problem solved.
Okay. Right? So,
what are you looking up
here? The top five teams, 3, 6, 9, 15, 21. The top five teams have a combined 21 losses. We cannot be storming the court 21 times. That's just the top five. We can't. Like, that's where I will be on the side of, like, don't storm the court. Like, I'm on the side. I am 95% on the side of storm the court.
You're pro court storming.
Yes. I am not pro storm the court every time a fucking team loses that's in the top 10.
That's fair.
Like, it, like you said, it has to be justified. And to me, if you're not ranked and you beat a top five, that's fine.
So the, like, 20 people in the stands should have stormed the court the other night when Notre Dame beat Wake Forest.
No.
That was a joke.
Oh. Well, if you want to talk about the joke, I fucking love, I don't know if you saw this, when Detroit Mercy was 0-27.
Oh, yeah.
And they won their first game, and the one dude stormed the court. That's fine.
Yes.
That's good. Never mind. Fine that dude. Just fine his ass. Like, 25,000.
Talk about a loyal fan.
Love it, dude.
That guy, team's over, and he's the only guy that runs out there after a win.
That's so funny. Yeah. Whoa! He was probably the only guy in the gym.
Anything else sports related?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay. Just wanted to give
spring training.
Yep.
Eloy's batting 700. But watch out. So he's due for an injury in about two games.
Yeah, he's going to slide too hard into second base and be out until mid-August.
No, he's going to dive for a shallow pop-up into left field and, like, tear his groin.
We'll see you in 25.
Yeah. Run it back. Everybody would have been fucked if Eloy was playing this year.
The Ryan Rodeo this past weekend looked like it was a great success. Lots of Ryans and not a lot of Bryans.
B-list Ryans.
So that was good. I got two dumb thoughts.
I've got one.
Let's hear it.
It's just a TikTok. Have you seen the guy on TikTok, Just a Jackson Thing?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound familiar.
It's this fucking, like, I'm not even kidding, like, 7-year-old kid that is, like, a farmer. And he just goes around, and he's in, like, fucking the jeans, the tucked in, the plaid shirt. He's got a phone holder for his belt, and he wears a John Deere hat, and he'll walk around and be like, all right, what kind of tractor we got here? It's a big old 650 over here.
I've seen, yeah.
I fucking love this kid. Give me this kid all day on my TikTok.
He's a 65-year-old stuck in a 7-year-old's body. We're going to play a sound clip. 500? Yeah, I know. Something I've seen him.
Is there anything different about the cab? Like, dude, this kid is legit like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah.
I fucking love this kid. I see his TikToks pop up on my thing all the time. I watch every single one of them. It's just like him sitting in like some like tractor convention being like, oh, yeah, you got the old hydraulic plow over here. I usually, you know, I like to sit on the back over here. It's like, dude, you are 8 years old.
That's going to definitely pop up on my For You page now. And anyone listening to this out loud, just... sorry for messing up your algorithm.
No, I'm not sorry. This kid's fucking awesome. You're welcome is what I should be saying. Shout out to Just a Jackson Thing. I fucking love that kid.
Let's go. So mine too here, a couple thoughts that crossed my mind throughout the week. How do people come up with their own recipes?
I think it's kind of like a beat. Like how people come up with their own beats. I think you just like take somebody else's beat and then change something about it.
Yeah. So then it's just kind of like your version of it.
Yeah.
But it's not really technically yours.
Yes.
But then like the first recipes.
Yeah, but those are.
I know. I'm not really talking about the first recipes. I'm talking about like nowadays. Like how do you just be like, yeah, like this is mine now. It's different than the rest of the things. It's kind of the
same thing with like a car company.
Yeah,
like but the car doesn't change. It's just like how it looks. Like, oh, what? You tweak the engine a little bit? All right. It's still a car.
Engine, looks, paint. I don't know. There's a lot of variants there.
The paint.
Recipe is like, dude, like, this is my version of sweet potato pie.
Is that what the first thing that you came like that came into your head when you talk about a recipe? I was just gonna ask you that. Like, what recipe are you envisioning in your head right now?
I really wasn't envisioning one.
Really? It was the first thing I thought of.
What?
Chicken parm.
Yeah, so if you're gonna be like, this is my version of chicken parm, what are you just gonna add like more parm? More Parmesan
more
cheese.
Chicken. Well, no, you could be like some people like to like bake the chicken, but I like
you grill it,
deep fry it, or grill it, or fucking whatever.
I guess I was thinking kind of more in the baking sphere of things because I like cooking. I can't stand baking, but like, how do you be like? Yeah, I'm gonna make this casserole, but the recipe calls for 2 sticks of butter and 2 eggs, and I'm going to go with 4 sticks of butter and 1 egg.
Like, because I think it's like one of the times where like, it's the same, it's the equivalent of like a smoothie. Like when you're like, should I make this with like water or like milk? And it's like the consistency is a little bit different. It's the same thing where like, oh, if I use more butter, it's going to rise. It's going to be a little bit thicker.
Fair. I just don't like baking.
Yeah, I don't like bacon either.
You know
sausage
why?
Sausage is my favorite, though. Hey.
How you doing? Baking is more like science where you actually have to follow recipes, and cooking you don't. The majority of the things I cook, I just kind of do my own thing, and it turns out pretty good, where you can't do that in baking because it's like If you don't have enough flour in there, it's not going to... Shane Gillis on SNL was hilarious.
Yeah.
My last dumb thought here. box tops for education.
Yeah, what the fuck were those?
You remember those back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
What actually happened?
That's one. What was the point of those? What?
Some dude swimming in a pool full of box tops. Dude.
What did they do?
They're for education.
But, like, I remember cutting those off of cereal boxes, and then we would take them to school, and then what happened? And then my second follow-up question is, where did they go? Why don't we still have those? Did they just not serve a purpose, or?
Box tops for education. It's a program, is a school fundraising program by General Mills. Schools can earn 10 cents for every qualifying product purchased by parents and turned into the school.
Oh, so it's basically like the states that take your cans back.
Yeah, that literally is what it is, but just for schools.
So, what? So,
by the way, this is kind of fucking bullshit. Wait a second.
That's what I'm saying. The school didn't purchase it. You're not getting any money back. If I lived in like Michigan, and I bought a 6-pack of Miller Lite cans, obviously, and then I turned those cans back, I get my money back, and they charge you more at the store too. Did you know that?
Oh, this is fucking bullshit.
I think this is a scam.
Dude, in 2019, they switched it to the mobile application. Since this, rates of redemption have fallen. Are they saying that, like, they're not charging 10 cents anymore, or, like, not that many people are doing that?
I think they're saying that not as many people are doing it.
Fuck these people, dude.
But how was that ever a thing? And so it's still a thing?
I gotta do some math here, because I think I'm gonna be kind of pissed off about this.
According to Wikipedia, it's still a thing?
Yeah.
But you just got to redeem them mobily as opposed to bringing your box tops into school?
Yes. I think they still have box tops.
Maybe I'm just not buying enough boxed things anymore. Like, I don't buy cereal. And I feel like cereal was one of the main culprits of this.
Get my calculator out on here. I gotta do some math, because I really don't think that they, like...
What are we trying to math here?
Is that 400 million?
What's this equation? What are we trying to figure out?
I'm trying to figure out how much they gave away, like, per year to schools. I think they gave, like... I feel like 400 million for every school in the country. A year is not that much.
They gave away $400 million that got divided up between all the schools.
Yeah.
Look up how many schools.
How many?
It's got to be... It's
high elementary schools?
Under sixth grade. Sixth grade and under. I don't... Well, eighth grade and under. I don't remember doing this in high school.
I'm going to go schools in the U.S. 130,000. Maybe it is a lot.
No. No way. Well, let's see what this comes out to.
I also don't know if I'm doing this fucking equation correctly. No, this is bullshit. They're giving like $3,000 a year to a school? Fuck off. That's nothing.
But that's average.
That's, dude, you're getting like... Dude, that's the same thing as like finding UCF 25,000, like fucking 3,000. That's fuck all.
How much did... Okay, next Google search here. How much does a box of cereal cost these days? What do we got here? I need like the average cost. $6?
$3.
Duh, scroll down. That box was six bucks for Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
All right, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is elite, though.
Yeah, six. Honey Nut Cheerios, $7?
It's CVS, though. CVS is bullshit. You gotta look at the Walgreens, what? The Walmart, $4.
Oh, $4 for Frosted Flakes. That's a deal right there.
It's fucking bullshit. Wait a second.
I mean, $7 for Honey Nut Cheerios is overpriced, but $4 for Frosted Flakes, I'd take that. That, yeah. $3,000 per school on average when
it's bullshit.
When parents are paying $7 for Cheerios nowadays. Get out of here. Especially box tops for education.
Fuck you, box tops for education. Eat my dick, box tops.
Box tops for non-education.
Fuck you, box tops.
I don't know. I literally don't know what made me think of that this week.
Eating some cereal, like fucking the box top on there. Crazy.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Fuck you, box tops, bitch.
All right, well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 259. Thank you all for listening. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. We will be back the next time that we record. And in the meantime,
keep them cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.